We now try and go live to Iraq. We
have Sergeant Zachary Mott on the line. And Sergeant, good morning or afternoon or evening, sir. What time is it over there?
It's a little bit after 4 o'clock over here. It's about 10 after.
Okay. Let's go ahead and, first of all, it's a delight to have you on Southern Colorado's Morning News. Do you have any family that you would like to say hi to this morning?
I do. I have my wife, Elaine, and then my 2.5-year-old son, Aiden. They're listening, hopefully, on the radio. I want to say I love you, I miss you guys, and hope to see you soon.
Oh, and we hope you get back here soon, too. When are you coming back?
Sometime before Thanksgiving, they tell us. So that's what we got.
Sergeant, tell us a little bit about troop morale. You know, we here in the States, we hear about the casualties and things that happen in times of war, but tell me about troop morale and sort of how your troops are feeling over there.
Well, it's kind of a mix right now. Everybody's real happy. You know, you can kind of see the light at the end of the tunnel. You know you're going home soon, but then the three soldiers we had die, that really hits kind of low. You know, it really brings morale down a little bit, knowing that we're so close to going home, and, you know, sadly, these soldiers lost their lives.
It's
tough,
I'm sure that's absolutely heartbreaking, too.
Absolutely. It's, like I said, tough to take, but in the same vein, you got that light at the end of the tunnel that you're still trying to get to, but you're still trying to remain safe and make sure you're doing all the things you're supposed to so you can get home and see that wife, see that son, and just give them that big hug and kiss when you get there.
Is this your first tour, and what do you think about if you get back and you're told that you're going to be sent back to Iraq again?
This is my first time in Iraq. I've been a few other places in the Army, and you kind of get used to it. I mean, that's the life you live, and where the Army tells you to go is where you go. Really, you know, as a soldier, you just do what they tell you and don't really get much say in the way the policy goes. You just kind of go out there and enforce it.
Sergeant, there are so many important jobs over there, and I'm wondering about sort of your daily routine. Does it change from day to day? What do you have on the agenda today, for instance?
Well, for me, being a public affairs, I'm a journalist, so my job, I get to do pretty much everything. As a mechanic, you know, they kind of have the same thing day to day. You fix a vehicle, but for me, being a journalist, I can go out with the mechanics, I can go out with the tankers, I can go pretty much anywhere, and it's every day can be different for me, which makes the time go by a lot faster.
Oh, I bet it does. Is there one main fear that you have being over there?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, everybody's main fear that's right in the front of your mind every time you leave is the thought of, you know, the IED, that could this be my last time? And you try to put that out of your head, and, you know, if you keep thinking about that as number one, you're not really going to be able to do your job, but that's definitely something you always think about every time you go outside the house here.
Sir, can you tell us about the Iraqi people? Are you still getting relatively strong support from them as a group?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the Iraqi people, it's amazing the resolve that they have. All the trouble and all the strafe that they've been through in this last year, and I mean, that we've been here, that we've been able to see, and then just to see the way they react and how resilient they are, it's amazing. And the children especially. I mean, I've been to schools and everything, and you see just these kids, smiles on their faces and eager to learn, and it's amazing.
What's it like working with the Iraqi military and Iraqi police officers that are being trained over there as well? Is that going well?
Well, I can only speak of it as, you know, from a journalistic perspective, and I, you know, the times that I've gotten to go out with those units, and it's definitely not to the level where we're at, as, you know, we've been a military for, you know, 225 years almost, even more. And these people, the Iraqis, are just coming on board, you know, in 3 years since the U.S. came in. So they're very in the early infant stages of their military, but just in that year that we've been here, it's progressed amazingly, and as evidenced by the fact that we've turned over a lot of this Diyala province to the Iraqi army.
Sergeant Zachary Mott, he is live from Iraq. Sir, we thank you for your time this morning, and we wish the best to you and your family. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks for letting me have this opportunity.